On a calm, sunny day, the Isar 2 power station in Bavaria seems unremarkable. But a closer inspection shows its energy source is nuclear, one of three reactors in Germany which together provide around 6% of the country's energy and which were due to be switched off permanently. But with Russian gas pipelines switched off, its coal embargoed, and its oil soon to follow, the German government has serious worries about a sudden potential energy shortage in winter.
These three nuclear power plants that we have in operation today can actually continue to operate over the next year, until April 15th, as far as their respective capacities allow. That will have to be assessed individually, but this makes several things clear at the same time.
Some analysts believe prolonging the life of these reactors beyond April would be difficult.
The German nuclear industry has been winding up their activities for the past 10 years. They have essentially sent personnel away, highly skilled workers, which you can't just reactivate like that. So there's a whole bunch of questions.
The role of nuclear power polarizes politics here. The main opposition party says the three reactors should not be switched off in April. The center-right Free Democrats, who are part of the federal government, are not ideologically opposed to that. And the far-right AfD goes further and says new reactors should be built. All of which means that there may well be a de facto pro-nuclear power majority in parliament.
It's something many in the governing Greens and SPD have spent their political lives campaigning against.
There's a huge portion of resistance within the Greens and the SPD to again reconsider this exit. But of course, energy prices are going through the roofs in Germany and citizens are calling for relief.
The Chancellor says there is enough gas to get through the worst of winter, and that nuclear is only a short-term solution should the situation deteriorate. But polls suggest many people are not so sure. Dominic Kane, Al Jazeera, Berlin.